We're up to the last pasuk of the Vavs, the connecting psukim ideas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the previous pasuk, we were talking about connecting to Hashem through mitzvahs, appreciating the tremendous love of Hashem towards us, and by appreciating that, enjoying every mitzvah as an opportunity to deepen my connection with Hashem and myself and with Klal Yisrael. Ve'esel kapay el mitzvah yisecho. I will uplift my hands to Hashem's mitzvahs. Asher ohovti, once again, my beloved mitzvahs, v'asicha b'chukecha, and I always talk about the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the laws I don't understand. Eso kapai, uplift my hands to the mitzvahs, an interesting way of saying things. Generally we say, I uplift my hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that I recognize everything is coming down to me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we say, we uplift my hands to the mitzvahs. The truth is that we start off our day with a mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. And one of the Perushim of the Rishonim in Netilas Yadayim, Abu Jam brings it, is Netila is a lashon of uplifting. Vayinatlem vayinasem. I'm uplifting my hands towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to uplift a hand? So according to this pshat, it doesn't mean just physically holding my hands high. It means relating to my hands as something lofty, something higher than the rest of the world. A physical being uses his hands just to be involved in physical things, bringing himself food or overpowering some other creature, trapping the other creature. It's just a part of a physical existence which doesn't have any lasting value. The Esel Kapa means I'm going to uplift my hands to a higher level of existence. My hands themselves, I'm going to use them in a fashion that they will be one of the guiding forces or the factors in my Avodas Hashem. And that's why we start off the day with washing our hands. Like the Rishonim say, just like the Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash washes his hands before he does his Avodah, so too every Jew has a day of Avodah ahead of him. And we wash our hands in the beginning of the day to say, I'm going to use my hands in a different fashion. When I use my hands to pick up food to eat, it's not just going to be like a monkey picks up his banana and eats it. But I'm going to pick up the food and observe the food. See this beautiful piece of food that Hashem designed perfectly for me. And then transform that act of eating to being an act of appreciation, of feeling content, of feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can use my hand to slap somebody, and I can use my hand to caress somebody or to make somebody feel good. The same thing, it's the same hand. How am I using my hands? The different things that I pick up and interact with my hands in the course of the day. What I'm going to pick up? Maybe I'll think twice before I pick something up. Unfortunately, in our own homes today, there's so many things we can get our hands involved in that just cause us to waste away our lives on the computers, on the phones, tapping away. Am I going to use my hand for that? Just to be involved in the virtual world, or I'm going to use my hands to do good things. Doing chasodim. However, whatever chasodim I'm doing, there's so much to do with our hands. We can help people with all kinds of things in our hands. Sometimes it being the household things, helping with the cooking, helping with or cooking for others, or cleaning up, or whatever it is. Holding the right things, holding a sefer, holding a tilim, a siddur, a gemara. Holding up a child, giving them a hug, making them feel wanted and good and appreciated. The hands are one of the prime ways of us interacting physically with the world around us. That's what we're saying. For Esok Kapi El Mitzvah Yisecho, my hands, which is the amazing tools that Hashem gave me to interact with the outside world and bring it into my world, I'm going to uplift those hands and I'm going to use them for your beloved mitzvahs. And everything we do can be a mitzvah, like we said before. Everything. Everything. Getting dressed, is you get dressed properly, the way Chazal say, that's a mitzvah. One goes to the bathroom, wiping himself, could be a mitzvah. Everything is in the same realm of the mitzvahs. So we should use this idea of appreciating our mitzvahs, the shashua. Every second of a life is a new opportunity for interaction with the mitzvahs of Hashem, even if it's not with actions, with my mind, with my bitochen Hashem, my peace of mind, even in trying times, then with good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then this thing, the last statement of my hands, I'm going to uplift my hands and use them before I do something with my hands, make sure it's in line with the deepening the ava, the love between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And may, if I live like that, Asicha B'chukecha, my speech will always be in line with the Ratzon Hashem.